I'm joined by Rory Smith to talk about how the season shapes up. And there is one interesting thing that I think has happened all the way through the summer, which is the attempted reassertion of the Big Six. Football matches are played on grass, but the bit of football matches that happens on that's Rory just nodded there really earnestly.
I know that. Yeah,
he's been doing libero, waiting for Jonathan Wilson just to confirm that football matches are played on grass.
I just think it's really important early doors to get a couple of facts in straight away, just to prove that you're not one of those disinformation podcasts.
Exactly. You know, there's no honestly. It's like John Bruin would argue and say, well, it's up to 5 to 10% plastic in some pitches.
Could be actually in Iceland. It's true.
Yep. But football matches are played on grass. But the other thing that does happen is that obviously football matches are done in a recruitment sense as well. There's training grounds, there's other bits and pieces, but there is recruitment. And I think you can make a strong argument, Rory, that at least off the pitch, I think there has been an attempt this summer for what we've sort of classically called the Big Six. I think those clubs that needed to reassert themselves have reasserted themselves, and the clubs who were already pretty well asserted have continued their assertion.
Yeah, it looks like a kind of more widespread, like an attempted, and that is that attempted has to be the sort of qualifier, but it like is an attempted version of the Bayern Munich thing where, for a long, long time, Bayern's model was, we're going to buy the best players in Germany. That's what we are, like a Bundesliga select 11, and we will carry the flag into the Champions League. And the Bundesliga were apparently okay with that. They thought that was fine and all well and good. And the reason Bayern did it was, one, it established them at the top of the food chain. It meant they had the best talent. And two, it meant that their opponents didn't. So Schalke get Manuel Neuer, and Bayern go, we don't really want you having a better goalie than us, so we'll take him. Dortmund have a Mats Hummels and Mario Götze and whoever else, and they go, Lewandowski, don't really want you having those three players. We better take them, I think, Dortmund. They've done it with Leverkusen in the past. They've done it with Leverkusen this summer, not with Florian Wirtz, but with Jonathan Tah. That is what Bayern do. That's how they want the world to operate. It keeps them on the top, and it keeps everybody else just below them.